Hello, and welcome to EXAM, KBIA's look into education issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Hope Kerwin. Later on in the show, we'll hear how Missouri's Common Core rewrite may not produce education standards that are all that different from the current curriculum. But first, we continue our series called A Teachable Moment, which looks at how issues related to Ferguson are being discussed in Missouri classrooms. From pulpits to protests, a wide cross-section of St. Louis's religious leaders have been deeply involved with demonstrations following the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown on August 9th. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd tells us, for some teachers at religious schools in St. Louis, teaching Ferguson is a matter of faith.
The 16 boys in Dan Stout's theology class at Chaminade High School have their heads bowed in prayer. When the prayer ends, Stout begins to show students at the all-boys Catholic high school a series of photos from protests in Ferguson. He then asks his students to tell him what they think the people in the pictures are feeling. The first photo is of Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson embracing an unidentified woman. The next picture shows a protester yelling at a stoic-faced police officer in full riot gear.
You guys ever see someone in pain and it moves you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's easy when it's a car accident, maybe, right? But when it's somebody that's saying things I don't like or angry, it's a lot more difficult, isn't it?
But Stout tells his students that really doesn't matter because Catholic beliefs compel them to consider other points of view.
People don't want to hear this stuff about race, though, but we have to. If we say we live in the gospel message, we got to listen.
This is Stout's lesson for the day. Students need to work their ability to empathize like a muscle until they're strong enough to see the humanity in even the most disparate of viewpoints.
That's the call. You know, how can I see the truth in what they're saying even if I don't like how they're saying it?
But with a tuition of almost $17,000, many students at the predominantly white school don't have a direct relationship with the long simmering racial and socioeconomic frustrations that boiled over this past August. LaRon Green is a junior and lives near where protests broke out in Ferguson. He came to the school last year, and as an African American, he says he felt like an outsider at first. When race came up during class discussions, raising his hand used to feel awkward. But he says that's not the case anymore.
Now this year, I'm not the only black student. It's like three of us, I believe, in this class. So along with that, and it being post-Ferguson, I automatically open up.
At Saul Merowitz Jewish Community School, a group of bright-eyed children have gathered in the library for a morning service. Administrators here have just drawn up plans to weave Ferguson into their curriculum.
In Jewish tradition, inaction is not an option.
Cheryl Mayan is Saul Merowitz's head of school.
Our goal is to help our students be able to face and respond to any kind of complex social issue that arises, and Ferguson is a great example.
Rabbi Scott Slarsky is director of Jewish life at Saul Merowitz. Like Dan Stout at the all-boys Catholic high school Chaminade, he says teaching Ferguson is a matter of faith.
That is an essential component of our spirituality to advance the interests of other people who are not being treated fairly.
He says historic persecution and the deep scars of anti-Semitism compel Jews to consider the issues of racial and social injustice that many protesters say Ferguson represents. And Slarsky points to one of the earliest texts in the Jewish tradition that says it's not up to you to finish the task of repairing the world, but neither are you free to ignore it. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.
Since September, parents, educators, and business leaders have been working to rewrite the Common Core standards. Missouri first adopted Common Core in 2010 and is one of 45 states using the national standards for grades K through 12. So far, the committees in charge of rewriting Common Core have had meetings full of heated arguments and lots of confusion as they try to prepare a recommendation for the Board of Education by October 2015. I spoke with Dr. Barbara Rees, co-director of the Center for the Study of Mathematics curriculum at MU, about why Missourians are unhappy with the current curriculum.
I don't think they have issues with the standards themselves. At least if they've actually looked at the standards or compared them to the standards that Missouri had prior to adopting the Common Core. The standards we used to have were called the Grade Level Expectation Document. The Common Core standards themselves get confused sometimes in the minds of a lot of people with other things that are related to standards. The reason we have standards is to convey to teachers what they are accountable for in terms of student learning. It would be unfair to administer high-stakes end-of-year tests unless you were very clear about what it was that those tests were going to what was going to be on those tests. And I think some people are currently not happy with some of the assessment items and the amount of testing that we do in Missouri schools. And so they're rightly aggravated by that. It's not necessarily the actual standards they're unhappy about. It's what goes with the standards, particularly the high-stakes accountability measures.
Why don't people like the current assessment system?
We are getting to a point. We keep increasing the amount of testing that we're doing. And I think that's problematic. That's troublesome to parents and to teachers. I mean, it's not unusual for schools to spend the better part of April testing students in math and literacy and science and other subjects. And you can't have that amount of testing without taking away some important instructional time. Unless we're willing to extend the school year in a significant way, we're basically just trading testing for teaching.
Since the workgroups who are rewriting Common Core began meeting in September, we've seen a lot of confusion and disagreement within these meetings. Do you think this is going to be a successful process in creating standards that better fit the Missouri education system?
Honestly, I don't think it will produce a document that is of higher quality than either the Missouri GLEs, which we used to have as standards, or the Missouri Common Core, which is now in place. I think we need to really give ourselves a chance to pause and reconsider what we are doing in terms of process. This is a technical document. It's been written by educators and people both in higher education and in K-12 education. We're putting lots of people who have not taught children in classrooms, who haven't thought about teaching and learning mathematics and what it is cognitively that kids are capable of. We're asking them to make decisions about when we teach fractions and how we teach fractions. It would be like asking a set of patients to work with doctors to come up with, standards for the care of cancer patients or something. We leave certain things in the hands of experts because they have the knowledge and experience to do the job.
How is the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education involved in this process?
Many of the experts that we've hired to do that work have been pushed aside, and it's become much more of a political kind of process. I think the state legislature has gotten very involved in it. I wish they would back off and stick to policy and trust their own employees. And I think we're going down a road that's not going to produce a better learning environment for students as a result.
For KBIA's Exam, I'm Hope Kerwin. Thanks for listening.